Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. And check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
And the weather's cooperating for all sorts of fun stuff. It's great to get out in the different communities as we spotlight the main streets from around the area. Oberlin Business Partnership and their Positively Oberlin have a lot of events coming up. And here to talk about that is Janet Haar. Good morning, Janet. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm just great. The weather has just been so beautiful over the weekend, allowing people to do lots of things they were hoping to get done. So I'm great.
That's great. Well, it makes nice for all the things you have planned usually around the Tappan Square area in Oberlin. What some of the things you may have coming up that we should talk about today?
We have several things, and June is a busy month. So on June 17th, there's our annual Juneteenth celebration. This year the theme is Marching Through Station 99 to Freedom. And it starts at the George Abram Pavilion in Oberlin, and then there's a parade at noon. It's all day from 9 to 6.
And that has people to come out to sort of celebrate as well. And Oberlin, of course, has been doing that Juneteenth festival for many years, even prior to when they've actually designated that as a specific holiday. So it's always good for people to come out and take part in that. Of course, you encourage people to come out to check out your different businesses around the area too, right? And that's sort of another way to bring people to the downtown area.
Absolutely. So another great event coming up on June 24th is our 16th annual Chalk Walk. This year we have four master artists and five local artists, in addition to the hundreds of people who come to get free chalk, perhaps buy a T-shirt, and walk around town, find a sidewalk square, and make beautiful art on our sidewalk. And that's June 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And one of my favorite things is, well, also watching everybody do their art, whether they're 3 years old or 83 years old, but also the day after, just walking around to see all the beautiful art that's been done, and at the same time having lunch or dinner at one of our great and wonderful restaurants downtown.
A lot of times people accuse me of sort of, why you have your head down? I'm thinking if I go through the chalk walk, it'll be fine. If I'm looking at the ground as I'm walking, I'm thinking that's where all the art will be the day after that. And we always hope for some nice weather. And it was great to have it come. I know there was a couple of years where it wasn't taking place. And glad that it's all coming back and it's in full force. And it allows not only those, you know, the people who have that special art, to just have people getting down there, even kids in the neighborhood, you know, this is the time of the season where they get out their chalk and they start doing that. But the fact that you have all those people coming and doing that, again, that's coming up on June 24th, did you say?
Yes. And, you know, the interesting thing to me is that we have families who plan for a whole year what they're going to do the next year. And it's just so wonderful to watch all the friendly chatter that goes on and all the beautiful art. And as I mentioned, there is free chalk. So there's absolutely no cost, but it's just a wonderful day.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, too, it's sort of the culture in in Oberlin. There's a lot of artistic things happening down there as well. And this is just kind of a unique event, a way for people to participate and take part in all that. So anything else coming up that we should talk about as well?
Oh, yeah. In addition to that, on July 15th, August 12th, and September 9th, we have Experience Oberlin Saturdays. And during those Saturdays, we just have engage people in a diversity of activities, including scavenger hunts and games and music and art and sidewalk sales and music. And that is really to highlight the unique quality of Oberlin's downtown and to give nonprofits and vendors without brick-and-mortar stores an opportunity to promote their products and services. So lots of sidewalk sales going on those days. We really highlight our downtown businesses who have struggled since 2020, but have done a really good job of staying around.
Janet, any farmers markets this year?
Yes. Every Saturday, farmers market from 9 to 1, every Saturday during the summer, up through October, actually.
Well, that's good. It's always good to get out there, too. Those are fun, too, because you get to meet the people that are growing those goods, and you get some good advice on how best to prepare them, too. So that makes for an important event for that, too. Well, there's lots going on. If people want to find out more about some of the different events and activities that are taking place in Oberlin, where's a good place to get the details on that?
It's really simple. Oberlin.org.
Oberlin.org. So, yep.
Oberlin.org. Yep. And that's our website. And you can connect at our website onto our Facebook page, which has all of the up-to-date information on it.
Sounds good. Well, Jenna, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us, and hope we get some folks.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Have a good day.